So good on it. Project Pear App, you can contact her on the socials and she can try and hook up your plastic containers. Shouldn't use words like that, should I? It's about 13 minutes after 6 on ABC Radio Melbourne and on your ABC across Victoria. Let's just have a chat to someone else who's doing great work and has been recognised for it.
Raf Epstein on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
Okay. Dr. Sharon Zaks is a Melbourne dentist. She's also a cabaret performer. And she received an AM in today's King's Birthday honours. Dr. Zaks, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
What did you receive your AM for?
Well, it says significant service to dentistry and to the arts.
Tell me about your dentistry. What is trauma-informed dental care?
Very good question. I could talk for hours, so I'll try and condense it. It is an approach to providing dental care that acknowledges the high likelihood that people would have experienced trauma, given the prevalence in the community, and it allows us to consider the impact of trauma on how people present to us, what we find in their mouths, how they respond to us, and how we can work out a way to avoid re-traumatising people or causing trauma in the first place. So it really allows us to factor in all of people's histories and tailor care and to let go of any previous stigma or shame or judgment around trauma. So that question of what's wrong with you, which used to be the focus in the medical profession about diagnoses and fixing people, turns into what happened to you. So it's very much a compassionate approach, and it's amazing because it's been shown not just to benefit patients but also practitioners and staff and organisations in general. So it's actually the gold standard of care and considered best practice across many disciplines, but I've integrated it into dentistry comprehensively, and that's been the new frontier.
So have you changed the way dentists think about dentistry, or have you changed the way all of us think about dentistry when we go to see the dentist?
Well, my hope is to transform both, actually. I'm very, very passionate and evangelical about the importance of oral health and the potential we have as dentists, the incredibly unique opportunity to be a key part of people's recovery and healing from trauma, and the power of our relationship to transform people's lives, the impact we can have.
And are most dentists receptive to what you've got to say?
They have been. It's been so heartening. I've been speaking to various groups over the last few years. My TED Talk kind of launched me into a lot of global attention, actually. Right. And so I've really loved people's open responses and how many male survivors of sexual assault have come up to me after talks and said that they feel heard and understood for the first time. And yeah, the response has been incredibly positive. So it's given me even more fuel to continue hoping to contribute as much as possible.
So when men like that come up to you and they've obviously been through something terrible and they say thank you, how do you feel?
Oh, incredibly moved. Yes, there's no words to describe it. It's, to be honest, it's been my main motivator the whole way through my career, just the power of helping people to feel fully accepted and understood and valued with no judgment and being able to then release shame. And it's very, very tied to the mouth. It's such a sensitive and vulnerable primal area. So when we work as dentists, it's such an intimate relationship and close working relationship. So to be honest, it's such an honour to be in that trusted role. And I'm always inspired and so amazed at people's courage and determination and what we can achieve together over time with that trust. Seeing them kind of not stop smiling and walk a bit taller, and just it's almost like a weight falls off them when they realise that there's no judgment and that they can release shame, particularly if it's been long-standing embarrassment about the state of their mouths. And so, yes, it's indescribable, and it's just keeps me motivated and fulfilled and inspired.
Now, did you receive this both for your music and for your dentistry? Because I'm just looking, I know that you're a cabaret performer, and I'm looking, you did a national tour with the Cat Empire as well as a trumpeter. So
that's
tell me a bit about your music as well.
Oh, it's been a double life, the music and dentistry, and I've been playing piano since I was 6 and trumpet since I was 12, and oh, I can't again describe the pleasure and reward from music. It's been such a great complement to dentistry, and there's been a complete synergy between the two. So I use music to help people through their dental appointments and often use it to solve dental problems in a lateral way. Nice. And so for example, on that note, there's a patient I see who will only open her mouth to Madonna that I worked out, and a patient who sings opera very brilliantly. She was professionally trained instead of having local anaesthetic. And yes, so many wonderful eccentric patients and stories I could tell you.
Tell me a bit more about your music as well, because I'm just looking. Comedy, yeah. Festival, touring with the Cat Empire. There's a dental cabaret that, forgive me, I've not heard of, called Gobsmacked.
Where
does the music stop and the dentistry begin?
Oh, they're intimately linked. That's such a good question. So, yes, I've been playing in many different roles in a music capacity. I fell into comedy accidentally, and so I've been playing in various groups, orchestras and bands and sort of musicals all my adult life, and it's I'm absolutely passionate about composing. I've always been fascinated by how chord progressions can elicit emotions. So in terms of performing, that has been enormously rewarding. It's been a big personal journey. I used to suffer from quite severe performance anxiety, but that sort of helped me through this process.
I'm also curious, you clearly do a lot. At some point, someone's called or emailed and said, you're going to have an AM bestowed upon you in the King's Birthday Honours List. How did you feel when you heard that or read that?
Oh, very moved. Very, very full of gratitude to whoever put me forward for it, and extremely honoured and humbled. Yes. It's been my life work, this trauma-informed dental care and the music and comedy and arts, and so I feel such a great sense of honour to be recognised for all of this work, and it's a huge responsibility that I feel to allow this platform to help the next step, which I'm working on at the moment for all of this. So, yeah, enormous, enormous gratitude to everyone who's contributed to me and continues to, my wonderful family, friends, patients, role models, mentors, and I can't even put it into words very well.
You've done great. Dr. Sharon Zaks is a pianist, a trumpeter. She's in musical. She does comedy. She's received the AM for all of those things, but also importantly for her trauma-informed dental care. Dr. Zaks, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Dr. Sharon Zaks there. In a moment, if Australia wins the World Test Championship, does anybody care? Do they actually care more about the Ashes? We'll have a chat to those covering the cricket in Britain. Let's get some traffic first with Caroline Ferguson. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Raph. We've got some delays in Donnybrook. The boom gates are locked down at the Donnybrook.